We want to report on some progress and throw out a few ideas and ask for a little help and all sorts of things here this morning. Another discussion we had that related to some of these themes involved the AFSC participation in the Nairobi conferences this summer, both the non-governmental organization conference and the official UN conference. And there had been quite a bit of controversy, largely based on rumor and prairie fire type innuendo about whether lesbians would be welcomed as full participants at those conferences, either on the part of the UN bureaucracies or on the part of the Kenyan government. This had reached a point where the question had been raised among people who were doing AFSC participation, if we were facing a contradiction that was so great that we should take an organizational position not to participate in the conferences. Well, I spent about 2 weeks on the phone trying to get facts, which were very hard to come by, about whether people ever had been detained in the airport, whether immigration law there was any worse than it is in the United States or other parts of the Commonwealth nations or former Commonwealth nations, what was happening in the movements themselves, what were especially the internationalist lesbian feminist movements and lesbians of color in the United States saying they felt needed to be done, were they fearing actual obstacles. And we finally concluded that it was important for us to be there precisely because there might be some controversy, that to abstain from going was in many ways to play into the hands of reactionary and homophobic elements. If all the people who were the most sensitive to these issues opted not to go to the conference, that means the conference would then be full of not only the less committed feminists, but also people who might actually make it rougher for the people involved, not just the lesbians, but the people involved in basic issues of sexuality and definitions of that from around the world who would be there. But having said that, we made such a particular conscious effort about this in faithfulness to our own affirmative action plan. We decided that we needed to have the discussion in our committee meeting be an open discussion. That is, we had to face the question, we framed the question as a go or no-go decision. We didn't slide into it assuming, oh, well, there's a controversy, but we're good people, so we can probably overcome it. And we think that is an important example of being willing to say no or being willing to undo something that you're very committed to if contradictions and controversies arise. So we are very delighted and relieved to report that we think we came out of this in a very positive way, but we would also like to say that we think we lived through the anxiety of facing that question in ways that ultimately are strengthening as well.